continues this evening on the Dialogue with Akbar Jalingo, where we will be discussing kidnapping in Cross River State. My name is Jonathan Abang, and I'm holding forth for the host himself, Citizen Akbar Jalingo, who is not here with us. What is kidnapping? This is a criminal offense that involves the unlawful taking and carrying away of a person by force or fraud, or the unlawful seizure and detention of a person against their will. It exists worldwide and has varying degrees of punishment, including capital punishment. The act could be for ransom, political or other reasons. Reports indicate that no fewer than 7 individuals have been kidnapped in Cross River State in 2023 alone. The most recent victim, Professor Ekanem Ifrim, was abducted 22 days ago with her counterparts in the Nigerian Medical Association in the state withdrawing their services and embarking on protests demanding her release despite pleas by the state government for them to be patient. What exactly has led to the current trend of kidnappings for ransom in Cross River State? Has there been a root cause analysis carried out? Are the law enforcement agents doing enough? Is the action of the medical workers the best tool to pressure state actors? What is the best strategy going forward to stem this tide? These are more from the basis of this evening's Dialogue with Akbar Jalingo, with the topic, spate of kidnappings in Cross River State, outcry and solutions. And to discuss this and more with us, we have the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of GBA Security Services Limited, Brigadier General John Ajem, retired. General Ajem was also defense spokesperson at some point in time. He was the spokesperson for defense headquarters, and he retired a few years back and was appointed into the board of Operation Akpaku. But he called just shortly before the program and said he will not be able to join us, and requested that we record him on phone and play that on air. But we also have with us in the studio the public relations officer of the Cross River State chapter of the Nigerian Medical Association, Dr. Iswako Akinyele Philip. Did I get that correctly?
Dr. Iswako Akinyele Philip.
Akinyele Philip. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's go straight to the recording of General Agim, and then we'll come to you. General, of course you are retired now, but every now and then we'll call for your service again to the country. And at this point in time, I will love you to share your opinion about the general security in the country and Cross River State in particular as it relates with kidnapping.
Okay. The situation in the country is almost the same everywhere. The issue of kidnap for money, lack of employment, and young men are ready to do anything they can do. But let me say that I think Cross River is even relatively better, even though the kidnapping profession, then we call the people. But all over the country, if you go to Abuja, you are looking at Abuja, you are going to Nasarawa, Makurdi, you need to pray. The same thing if you are leaving Abuja, going to Lagos, you are going to Lokoja. Between Abuja and Lokoja is serious people. And if you are going from Abuja, you are going to Kaduna, also very dangerous, and Syrian issue. So I think that even this political situation, crime has been the core of a lot of kidnapping.
Will you say government has been honest enough in tackling these crimes in the country, and especially in cross-river state?
Where it will concern the government is on two levels. The first is that what is the level of employment both at the federal and the federal level? We are having young people graduating every year from colleges of education, polytechnic, and the university. What is the thing that led for these people to engage themselves? Now, when these people are not engaged, remember they say that idle man is a devil worship. So, that is one. So the government, both at the federal level, for a very long time we hear about impact on employment. The impact on employment that is children are graduating, they are being graduated into the society every year. Like the NYC have the mortality now. So we need to be the NYC, what are they doing? That is one. The second one is that if you see the level of crime, it is not like before, where it seems that the crime is at the city level, and even at the village level. So, what is the measure in order to check crime, even at the level, at the village level? The government has to do something about that. We have been talking about the issue of community policing, and we talk about it, and great politics, and we leave it at that. So what I suggest, and I think that is the best thing for everyone to do now, is the issue of vigilante at the community and the village level. If you do that, crime seriously.
Particular doctor was kidnapped 22 days ago and her colleagues are protesting. You have recommended vigilantes and what have you. But beyond that, is there anything else that you think can be done? Because there have been that question of lack of manpower for different law enforcement agents. Is there any other solution that you prefer at this point?
Yeah, the solution is that we cannot leave security to security present. At this moment, we cannot say, the security is the greatest of security agents. Because we must contribute to the security. If you see something, you say something, you stay situation around your own area. It's unfortunate because the target seems to be a lot on medical doctors. If they pay out money and if they kidnap them, they can pay. But that is very bad because these are the people that take care of the health of the people. Like some of us that we have and retire, you are sick. Where do you go to the doctor? And these people now become there. The area that the government can do something happens to the security check of political appointees. You think that the chief people that we are appointing to government. We have a lot of these people who are taking call and you give such people political advantage. Are you not giving legitimacy to crime? That is where I'm very confident of.
Will you have any recommendation to doctors? Because we've seen more than 20 doctors or their family members kidnapped in the past 3 years in the States. Do you have any recommendations to them for improving their own security, per se?
Yeah. Sometime in 2020, my company was given a contract with the doctors in River State and that's in the Ghana. If you see that you are becoming a security risk as a result of it, then you must do something about it. You don't go out in there, you don't go out anyhow, and you don't display yourself anyhow. If there is, if doctors are being kidnapped in Calabar across the market, you know that these people start down and look at these opportunities, they are the ones that have the money. Not to say that they are doing that, make people feel that they can pay if they kidnap them. One of the things is that they have drivers to drive them, they have house help, maybe security loan at the gate, or have somebody who is working in your house. And a lot of people just collect money from the bank in the $50,000 or $100,000, and you keep it and be spending from there. Some of these salary is not even up to that amount. If you spend it from there, that already has made me very risk. You go to places every day. That is, whenever you want to relax yourself, there's a place where you go to. People who see you there, they know that you have money to spend.
Thank you very much, Brigadier General John Ajim Retire. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bless you. Bless you.
Now, that was Brigadier General John Ajim Retire, the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of GBA Security Services Limited. He was one-time defense spokesperson. You've heard what he has said, Dr. Philip. But before we go into what he even said, because he mentioned a couple of things about whether there is even a background check on the people who have been appointed into governments, and that will give legitimacy to crime if they are criminal elements themselves. He mentioned vigilante, and then also said something that as unfortunate as Crossriver situation is, it's still better off than other states, and that crime is not just in the city center, and also went ahead to suggest certain changes in the way doctors operate, so that way they don't become targets at some point in time. But before that, how has the kidnapping of your colleagues affected the of your colleague, not just Professor Ephraim, all that have been kidnapped? How has this affected the morale of every member of the NMA?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Jonathan. Good evening, the good people of Cross River State. You know, if you want to look at the perspective that, for example, you have a mother and your mother is being in the captivity of kidnappers for about 24 days, you know, you look at it psychologically, you know how you are going to feel. So that is exactly what is happening to members of NMA Cross River State. Because this woman is not just a doctor attending to patients in Cross River State. She's like a mother. She's a trainer of doctors who want to specialize. She's a teacher of medical students for those who want to be doctors. You can look at the aspect. And then look at it in such a way that this is a woman who has been kept for almost 24 days with only one clothes. I don't want to mention other things. What if she's on menstruation? So psychologically, emotionally, physically, all members of NMA are down. Let me put it that way. So that is why we have to leave the place of work and then try to say, okay, let's stay away from being kidnapped by kidnappers. Because you don't know, you might go to work, you don't know if they have planned for more people. Who knows between when we withdraw services and today, if not more than 10 doctors would have been kidnapped by this time. So that is why we had to withdraw. And psychologically, just like I said before, members of NMA Cross River States are definitely downcasted. Let me put it that way.
So that means what you have done has affected service delivery, health service delivery, basically.
Yes. You know, what we have done, we withdrew services because we don't want to be kidnapped by the kidnappers. You understand? So we are now, it's a form of precautionary measures that we take to stay away from, because this woman was picked up in her clinic. You know, they came in, pretended to be patients. She went out. They claimed to be, you know, a case of emergency. She went out. They brought out guns and matches and all that. So we were like, the best way is to stay clear. Let them come and take over the clinics and take care of them, you know, the people of Cross River State.
Does this not contradict the Hippocratic Oath that medical practitioners swear to? I mean, that's what some people have to say.
Well, you know, people look at Hippocratic Oath without really understanding the content of the oath. Now, if you look at the oath, down there, there's a caveat that before you attend to patients, you understand, you must take care of yourself first and have that stability in your health before you attend to somebody. Mind you, we are attending to human beings, not machines. Machines, you can make mistakes. You can do, you know, what do they, a kind of tumbo, what our
trial
people call
error.
It, trial and error. You understand? You do trial and error, and then somehow you get it along the line. But that is not applicable to human being. You have to be psychologically stable. You have to be emotionally stable. You have to be physically sound to attend to human being, because you don't have to make a mistake. So the Hippocratic Oath has to put that caveat for you to be psychologically stable, mentally stable, physically stable to attend to human beings so that you don't make mistakes.
Let me tackle what you just said now. Emotionally, you have said you are all downcast. Psychologically, you mentioned that. Physically now, your colleagues have been protesting for days now to different, to the House of Assembly, to Governor's office. What led to the decision to protest?
Just like I said, because that is the only tool we have as members of NMA Cross River State. That is the only tool we have. We don't have guns. We don't have anything. We only protest to tell the government our grievances. What we do is we are trying to let the government know that we have an issue. The government should come up, you know, with whatever means they have to help us bring out our captive member, you know, from the kidnappers then. That is why because after meeting them, we had to meet a lot of people, the governor, the deputy governor, the traditional rulers, the security chiefs, you know, and then it seems nothing is working. So we now said, okay, the best way is for us to occupy government house. That is why we have been going out on daily basis to occupy until our member is released.
The deputy governor of Right Honorable Peter Odey had addressed you guys a couple of days ago, about 5 days ago, and said that that the person in question is even the doctor that takes care of his mother, and that please, you should not make this some PR stunt.
Well, the truth of the matter is that we've heard a lot from the side of the government, but what we need is results. And the result is to get our member out of, you know, the captivity of these guys. Once that is done, we don't have any issues with anybody. Once that is done, we are going to go back to work. And then probably take care of our member, because we know there's no way she will come back and be normal again. You know, we have a couple of times when our members are being kidnapped, and when they come back, you notice that they are down with post-traumatic, you know, syndrome and all that. So you have to take care of them, you know, medically, for them to fit in again in society. And, you know, let alone a woman, you know, an elderly woman at that age, being kept for 24 days. And this is the first time you have had, you know, that kind of scenario. Before now, within 8 days, they are out.
We saw one particular doctor die in a couple of months after release from captivity. That was a few years back. Now, how do you feel about government response generally so far?
Well, I wouldn't want to delve into the activities of government, but the truth of the matter is, you know, the primary function of government is to protect lives and properties of the citizens. That is the work of government. So now, if they can't do what they are supposed to do, I don't know who is going to do it. And we all know that, you know, there's this slang people usually use, or should I say, a statement people usually make. They will tell you, after God is government. Now, if government cannot tackle this problem, who else will do that? You understand me? So we have that confidence in the government that it is only government that can tackle, you know, these guys and then implement the law of the land so as to get our member out.
Thank you very much, Dr. Philip. We are discussing the spate of kidnappings in Cross River State, outcry and solutions. And joining us, we have Dr. Eswako Phillips. He's the PRO of that's the Public Relations Officer, Nigeria Medical Association, Cross River State. Earlier, we played the recording of a taped conversation we had with Brigadier General John Agim, retired, the MD-CEO of GBA Security Services Limited, who also served as defense spokesperson at some point in time. And just about now, we'll have to open the phone lines for you, our listeners out there, to contribute to this conversation of kidnappings in Cross River State. We've had 7 so far. We even saw a deputy Guba candidate of the YPP kidnapped earlier on in the year. We saw an immigration official kidnapped earlier on in the year. We even saw a cabinet member in the state, the commissioner for women affairs, Sylvia Gertrude Denja, kidnapped, spent about a month with the kidnapper. She's actually the second commissioner in 8 years, rather in 6 years, from the first person that was kidnapped was Mr. Gabriel Odoji, who also spent a month in captivity before he was released. We saw a couple of other people as well kidnapped, and the most recent is Professor Ekanemba Ephraim. Join the conversation 0700-959-44836. 0700-959-44836. You can tweet to us at the Dialogue CRS. Find us on Instagram, the Dialogue CRS. And we're also on Facebook, the Dialogue with Agba Jalingo. Just drop your comments or drop a message, and this will be taken live as they come. 0700-959-44836. Tell us what you think about kidnappings in Cross River State and what you think can be done. Let me come back to you, Dr. Akani. Oh, we have our first caller on the line. Let's hear what the person has to say. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
Yes, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Fium. I'm calling from Orokoro.
All right, Fium from Orokoro. Step away from your stereo set and go ahead with your comments, contribution, or question.
I want to strongly and sincerely sympathize family of that woman. 64-year-old woman to be kept in captivity for 24 days, that's serious. The medical doctors have done their thing, but I want to plead that medical doctors will just calm down, that I know that the doctor pass you through. This matter has got to him. I have gotten to House of Assembly, I have gotten to the deputy governor. And the deputy governor has even made a commitment that woman, that doctor is a better physician to his mother, which means that there is a relationship already, and he will do everything humanly possible just to get the woman. And you know that this is a security matter, cannot be discussed already. I would have asked you to call the people involved, but you cannot discuss this security matter already. Then my word is that please, doctors just calm down, that woman, or that government is doing everything humanly possible to make sure that woman alive and should be united with her family. The doctors, in course of struggling to get one woman out, other patients are suffering and other patients will be dying. Doctor, please, when you shoot, at least remember that it is also in the left hand. When you shoot with the right hand, please remember other patients, because you will not be like this that went over one ship and leave 99. Thank you.
All right, that's a film from Orokoro there, pleading with medical personnel to shoot their swords. We have another caller on the line. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Paulinus, calling from Akpabio.
All right, Paulinus from Akpabio, go ahead with your comment, contribution, or question.
I always love the way you speak and I always love the way you stand your point. You see, this issue of kidnapping, I was told this incident happened in with a state house concerning the medical doctor. And we have police nearby. We have police in federal house. We have police in the headquarters. We have police everywhere and we have people to send. Navy, Air Force, Army, they are everywhere. Yes, and we are talking that we have security. That is one of the challenges we have in this area. So I cannot really tell how a medical doctor to be kidnapped up to 22 or 24 days. Up to now, they cannot treat. Where are all these our border patrols in the water side and for any other area? And yes, and we still have security. What kind of security are we having? That is one of the challenges we are having. Tell a police man to say, I'm going to tell you, I will not go and die for another 7 days. Because we have been hearing all these things from them. I'm just telling you this, but it's a teach. It's a very teach. American doctor. It's not. And also, when they came to carry, when the hero they came to carry that the medical doctor in a private hospital, I said that they're supposed to have the security or a kind of alarming where they can put some of those in case of anything, alarm can ring so that they will really know exactly what is going on. Somebody can easily call you. But I believe that they did that, but because of them, you could go to some police that they will tell you, no patrol, or whether something of a no point, no vehicle, no tire, things like that. Those are one of those things that we are, that is affecting the system, my dear. No matter the message you are giving, it's a truth thing you are talking. And everybody knows that and all those things. But we pretend and we try to pretend as if we don't know what we are doing. So it's affecting the society. Because I mentioned over about the 7 security and before, yes, this man was carried away. Then where are the people of all those police stations everywhere? But yes, nothing is being done. I think the medical personnel, like the young man in the PRO, I'm still from his voice. I pity him and I pity the family of that medical doctor that was kidnapped. I pray only God that can protect. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much there, Paulinus. You've heard the conversations there. Now, this is what Paulinus is saying is a bit in line with what Gina has said earlier. But let's take one more call before I come back to you, then we'll wrap up the conversation. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Good evening. Tell us the name and where you're calling from.
Okay, this is UB Furniture.
UB Furniture, go ahead with your comment, contribution or question.
Okay, so this issue of kidnapping. Now we have talked to a very big business that is paying people. That's why you see the deal will be continuing to be happening every day by day in Cross River State. Because your guest there in studio was in another sister interview. He mentioned that this kidnapper, they normally call the family of this woman. Then collecting money from them time to time, but they refuse to release this woman. I'm not asking a question that the other time, federal government said that we should go and link our line to our NI so that they can be able to control the crime in Nigeria. I'm not asking, these people have been calling, so why can't the security men shut that line that they are using to call? Until now, they cannot be able to get this woman. Now, it's time for we to secure ourselves in Nigeria. The level we are going now, we don't have anybody that is securing us. That's why you see, this crime will be continued to be existing where we have security agency that is saying that they are securing Nigeria. What I will ask again, another question. If the doctor said that the shutdown service because of this woman, please, the doctor also shut down in their private hospital because when something happens, it happens in public hospital. But to go to private hospital, now that is the doctor that said that the shutdown service because of this thing, they are the one that is attending to a patient in the other side. Because of that, that one is their personal, then this other one is government business. So that's why as they shut down public hospital, they also shut down their own hospital where they are taking care of patients. That is my question. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, the UB Furniture. Dr. Philip, you heard that. Let's start with UB Furniture's concern. So how do people assess Medicare now? But I have your colleague calling me here, and go ahead, please. Let me take this call and see what has to say. Sorry, we're facing some technical difficulties here. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead with your comment, contribution, or question, Dr. Sim.
Okay. First of all, let me address the issue of collateral damage to citizens for doctors running away from their duty posts, being that they are now targeted for kidnap by unscrupulous elements. You know that if you are in that studio, Hit FM studio, and you are told that there's a python in that studio, I don't think any sane human being, sane, would want to go back to that studio until you see evidence that that python has been killed. If you are told that a 10-story building has cracked and it will soon collapse, Unical just closed their biggest building, a 10-story building, irrespective of how many students needed to write the exam, they shut down that building, the vice chancellor, because there was signs, there were signs that that building is at threat. And that was the best thing to do. If you have any respect for life, that's what the vice chancellor did. She banned everybody from using that building. I don't think in Nigeria you've ever heard such a thing done. 2,000% kudos to the vice chancellor for stopping students from entering that building. Now, if you are told that a lift has a problem, and because you are in Nigeria, you know the normal Nigerian has to let's manage this lift. That is what made one doctor to die in Lagos. Only after her death have they closed down that lift. Now, that's a typical Nigerian attitude. Manage at all. We are being blackmailed to return back to work. No doctor wants to sit at home. Even we are just school and we get ill. No doctor wants to sit at home. And let me tell you, doing the right thing is right. If I know that a very important personality like Dr. Ekanem can be kidnapped for 22 days, will not be found, I better hide in my house and sit there. Life is better than money. Now, I'm going to tell somebody else and I die in the process. My dear, I have committed suicide. I am not Jesus Christ. I simply went there to commit suicide. You see a tanker catching fire and you run in to help somebody. You are committing suicide. You are not being patriotic. Now, the truth is, if within 24 hours the government had done the needful, had stepped in to rescue this woman, I'm sure the morale of these doctors would have been boosted to return back to work. I go back to the situation where a python is in the studio. The very moment you see the python dead, I know many persons will still be afraid to enter the studio, not wondering whether the python gave birth to small python inside before it was killed. But at least the vast majority will muster up the confidence to enter the studio. So let people not blackmail doctors.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Sim. I'm afraid that's the much we can take for you, Dr. Sim, because we don't have time. He's speaking really passionate there. What can we as people do differently as we're coasting home now? What can we do differently to get a better result?
Is it in terms of the government angle, what the government should have done?
Everybody, not just the government.
Well, for the government, I'm not trying to speak on their behalf, but I think there is a law, there is anti-kidnapping law. What we need is implementation. And then looking at causes of kidnapping, I know for some, it is as a result of lack of jobs. They can create jobs for the people, you know. And then looking at for people too, sometimes people go into kidnapping because of greed. Some are just greed. They want to live beyond their means. Those ones can, I don't know how we are going to, you know, advise them to get, you know, to get off with that kind of mentality, you know. And then for the people, what I want them to know is that doctors are human beings just like every other person. We have feelings, we have emotions, and that is why we cannot, because if you look at the doctors for now, if you look at our general appearance, you notice that the doctors are like people that are being sick. You look at your mother, your teacher, your trainer, you know, at this stage being kidnapped and kept for 24 hours. You cannot get yourself. You cannot be, you know, be what you used to be. That is what we are facing currently.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Eswaku, Philip, PRO, NMA, Crossover. Thank you for joining us on the program today. And of course, thanks to Brigadier General Jonah Jim, whom we spoke earlier. And thanks to all those who called, FM from Oroko Rock, Polinos from Akpabio, UB Furniture, and of course, Dr. Elihu Osim. Thank you for calling. Those who listen in, we also thank you. Kudos to our content providers, Giant Concept, media partners, CrossoverWatch.com, and Hit 95.9 FM. The production team led by Charles Carlo, assisted by Jay Machibo and DJ Tony, who is in the console, of course. On the dialogue with Agba Jalingo, we continue to demand for the release of Peter Tex, the Godfather item, kidnapped on January 11, 2019, on his way to work. We do not accept what law enforcement officials say. They can't confirm if he is dead or alive. We also urge them to investigate the disappearance of Abubakar Dadiyata Idris, who is missing since August 2, 2019, 4 years now down the line. We also urge them to also ensure the safe release of Professor Ekanem Philip back to her family and to her friends and relatives and everyone, of course. What happened to Mubarak Bala is unfortunate, but we wish him well at the Court of Appeal. The conversation continues on social media, Facebook, The Dialogue with Agba Jalingo, Twitter us at The Dialogue CRS, and on Instagram, The Dialogue CRS. You can listen to audios of this episode and others on Audio Mac and Google Podcast. Just simply search for The Dialogue with Agba Jalingo or Crossover Watch. A happy birthday to Ima Nsadikugo Esquire, Odenke Obana, and Tony Ata Abiso. Don't they let the devil steal your joy, because no matter what the devil smoke, it can never become the Most High. The Most High is always on the throne. Till next Sunday, one will come your way again. We'll leave no stone unturned and no turn on stone to ensure the Crossover Conversation bears for its fruit. I have been Jonathan Aban. It's bye for now.